Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The upcoming 4th of July weekend has many of us planning outdoor adventures. Before you snap that selfie or become one with nature, it's a good idea to think before you explore. Stephanie Arney is founder of the Creative Animal Foundation, and she joins us to help you experience America's national parks and South Dakota state parks without hurting the wildlife or yourself. Stephanie, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. We love our national parks. Talk a little bit about this resource that we have before we give people some ideas of how to use it responsibly, how to interact and explore responsibly.
Well, first of all, we are so lucky that we have a country that has national and state parks. I don't know about you, but my husband and I, we have spent a lot of time visiting national parks and in state parks. It's one of my most favorite things to do. I know for a lot of people, there's great opportunities for fishing and hunting and biking and hiking and boating. But I, of course, total cliche, of course, I'm going to be going there to go look at the animals. And right. So for me, it was really exciting growing up in Pierre, where we could just hop, skip, and a jump over to Badlands and Jewel Cave, Mount Rushmore, Wind Cave, Custer State Park. I remember my first time driving through Custer State Park and my face was peeled to the window. Just like, what? I can't believe these huge animals are right here. And it just blew my mind. So, you know, whether you're into recreation, geology, fossils, animals, I think we're very fortunate that we have the opportunity to explore these places that are preserved and protected for all of us to enjoy.
Right. But, having said that, yes.
Having said that, I can also say that I am always blown away, and I'm sure those of you listening are always blown away with what you have seen people do in national and state parks, whether that's, you know, jumping out of their car or trying to touch an animal or leaning over a cliff. It always blows my mind that there are some individuals, whether they're from the U.S. or not, that are just a little bolder or more curious and perhaps don't read the signs or read pamphlets. So I think I just want to touch on that a little bit today because I have been to a lot of parks. And we do have over 60 national parks with 318 million visitors.
Oh.
So that's a lot of people. And I think it's really important that we all just take a step back and think about what's actually happening when we're there and what we can do to keep ourselves, our family members, and animal and nature as healthy and safe.
All right, let's break it down, because the first thing is everybody wants a great picture. We live in a selfie society. Yeah.
I've never really been a big selfie person, but I do have very active social media accounts, being an influencer in the wildlife conservation field. And for those of you who aren't following me, you can follow me on Instagram or Facebook primarily. It's just at Stephanie Arney. And you'll see that I tend to share a lot of photos about nature and safety, but also connecting with each other and but I don't tend to do selfies, you know, I try not to do them, but it is amazing how many people do, and that's fine. However, 259 people have died from selfies from October 2011 to November of 2017, and that number just keeps increasing. And it, believe it or not, more than 85% of the victims are between the ages of 10 and 30. And so this is something that if you're a family and your kids want to get that perfect Snapchat or Instagram photo, because everything now seems to be about likes and followers, then I hope you take a moment to sit down with them and share, like, look, when we get into Grand Canyon or to Badlands, be aware of the fact that not every area is going to have a fence. And if there is a fence, it is 100% there for a reason. It could be there because the people that know this land very well know that it's slippery, that underneath that, the ground isn't sturdy. It also could be because, you know, there's a waterfall close by. It could be because there are animals that are right on the other side that they know go through that are migrating and can't be disturbed. Or it could be because of habitat restoration. We have plants that they're trying to grow back, and if you walk all over them, it could kill them. And the ecosystem is so connected. So if you destroy plants, that destroys seeds, and that impacts animals that eat seeds and all the way up the chain. So it's really important that, yeah, if you want to get your photos and selfies, just be very aware of the rules. Are you allowed to be out of your car? If you do get out of your car, make sure you stay on the permitted pathways. And please do not cross fences, climb rocky cliffs, hang over it, hang over a waterfall, and don't hang your baby out of, you know, over a fence or out of a car to see something, because I can't believe how many times I see people do that.
Right. Yeah. All right. I like what you said about talking about it beforehand, too. You know, before you even get there, have the conversation with your traveling partners, especially children. But also it's a conversation for yourself to sort of get in the right frame of mind. All right. Talk about touching the animals and sort of interacting with those wild creatures.
So a lot of us in South Dakota, we're very lucky that we have Custer. We have this incredible opportunity to drive through humongous herds of elk, bison, and pronghorn. But there, as you have all probably seen, there are people that come from other countries that have never seen these animals before, and they look at them like they're dinosaurs. They just think they're the most amazing, magical creatures, and they want to go up to them so badly. I have seen multiple people walk up or out of their car in the middle of a herd with their iPads, when their iPads are in their face, and they're just walking straight at the bison. Now, what we need to remember is that although these animals are used to cars, they're not technically used to humans on foot walking around. And they are still 100% wild. And so they are capable of kicking and ramming into you. They are extremely powerful animals. And it's not that they're evil. It's that they're terrified of a predator hurting them or their calves. So it's really important that we don't try to walk up to any of these animals, even if it is to get that great photo.
Right. And this, if you're driving across the state right now and you're listening because you're new to South Dakota, it happens every year. So, somebody's going to get gored or, injured desperately by the bison in Custer State every year because of their own decisions.
It's not an if.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not an if. It is a when. And
don't let it be you.
We see it at Redwoods National Park. You walk through and they have humongous Roosevelt elk there, and people walk through the trees and try to get a picture. And sure, I have seen somebody get completely rammed. It was terrifying. The other thing I wanted to mention was that we have big hearts. A lot of us really love animals. We want to help animals. And this is not only about national parks and state parks, but also in our backyards.
Right.
If you come across an animal that looks like it's been abandoned, more than likely, it hasn't. I think a lot of us forget that parents have to leave their babies, and their camouflage, everything about them is made to stay in one spot and to hide away from predators while the parents go out and get food. And while they're collecting food, some people will see that baby and assume it's been abandoned, and so they want to rescue it. And then they later find out that, the parents just went out shopping at the grocery store. Now they're back. The problem is, for a lot of species, not all, but for a lot, the herds, the parents, they will not accept the animal back. And there's different theories for it. It could be because of your smell. It could be just that separation apart. It could be fear of the human. There's different theories out there. But for the most part, it's better, number one, to just let that animal be, because the parents will come back. And more than likely, number two, or not more than likely, less likely, is that they are abandoned. That does happen. And unfortunately, that is nature. And I do recommend that you leave it. And trust me, it breaks my heart just as much as it breaks your heart as well. I work with rangers all over the world, and they have to witness baby giraffes being abandoned, to hippos, to bison, to everything. And it's very hard, but it's important that we don't try to rescue that animal. We all have heard about the story of the father and son that rescued that abandoned baby bison calf last year. And I think they were in Yellowstone. They did it because they felt pretty confident with their experience with animals and traveling to national parks around the world that it was abandoned and it was freezing and it was huddling around a car. They thought the best thing would be to pick up the bison and take it to a ranger. And unfortunately, once the rangers got it, they tried to put it back with the herd, but the herd wouldn't accept it. And in that case, because they don't have the finances and support system to care for that calf, they have to euthanize it. So it's extremely important that we don't try to touch, take, rescue any wild animals. We just need to let nature take its course.
All right. In our remaining minute or so, let's talk about those curious animals. Tell me a little bit about bears and how you should enter their world, containing your own.
Yes. Okay. So right now I live in California, and we tend to go to Yosemite and Redwoods and Sequoia National Park, which I highly recommend. All of them, they're magical. But they are full of brown bears. Brown bears can come in all, brown bears and black bears can come in all different colors. They can be brown, cinnamon, even white coloration. So these black bears are absolutely incredible, and they are used to people, and they're almost like seagulls or crows now. So when you're camping there, it's really important that you put your food in the bear box at all times and always lock it, because these bears are so curious and they just smell a buffet. They're like, oh, great. Thank you for making this easy for me. So they come into the campgrounds and they will take that food. And unfortunately, if they do it too often, again, they might have to be euthanized because it's too expensive to keep relocating them. So it's best for you to do that, to keep that animal safe.
All right. Get outside. Keep yourself safe. Keep the animals safe. Stephanie Arney, you can follow her on Instagram and Facebook at Stephanie Arney. That's A-R-N-E. And thank you. We'll see you next time with more tips for how to take care of the animals in the world and still have a good time.
Absolutely. Happy Fourth.